Blog Talk Radio.
Here in Scottsdale, Georgia. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Boy, this is a blessed day. We had a heck of a storm in Atlanta. We had stuff going on. We had a bridge to catch on fire. Got my co-host in the house, Royce.
Oh, yeah, we in the building.
Man, they blaming it on the crackhead.
Yeah, man, you know they'll try to, man, what any kind of deferment they can do of any kind of tragedy. They'll try to pin it on anybody.
All of us. I'm talking about I heard the boy on the radio talking about I never seen a crackhead let a piece of fire go ever.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
He ain't dropped no flame.
Oh man! So now we're gonna have to start policing up all the homeless people and get them in proper housing so our roads will be safe now.
Man, something. Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's a new kind of threat now. Like, homeless threat. You know what I'm saying? They seem like they be trying to round all the homeless people up.
They had other people out there too. They was like, they gave everybody else citations, but they locked up the brother. I ain't trying to be funny, but y'all on the like endangered species.
Whatever they can do, that's just another level. They're like, okay, now we can have the bums out here. Like, hey, we can't nobody get a break.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. We done blew up the brick. It wasn't a terrorist terrorist threat, but it was a crackhead threat.
Hey, man, the price is too high.
Lord, I can't. Man, I can't
that's
even
that's one
believe.
Way to handle it.
I ain't even talking about what's happening in the news right
that's
now, but
funny,
I ain't even. It's just too much. It ain't funny for people sitting on 285. Y'all don't get mad at us.
Everybody
but, hey,
on 285.
Yeah, they say everybody get on 25 like it wasn't gonna be a big problem.
Exactly.
But look, we got a great guest on. Man, we met this lady. Oh, wonderful woman, wonderful woman, Miss Beth Goodman. Are you with us tonight?
It's Beth.
I am here. Sprinkles.
Hey, Beth.
Good evening.
Sprinkles.
Hey.
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
It's a total turnaround from Beth.
Beth to Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. Really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. We had a wonderful one. Look, I ain't playing with you. I done already called the boss lady. I told her you were going to be on tonight. And so I said, call her, make sure she ain't doing all that crying and all of that. We ain't doing no crying because...
We got it all on film too.
Brian said I ain't doing no crying. Brian Phillips said I ain't doing no crying. He said I'm not doing no crying.
Yeah.
He said y'all can cry all y'all want to up in here, but I ain't happening, right? Brian said I ain't doing it. Yeah, wrong one. But man, tell us a little bit about what happened this weekend and about this private affair. It was awesome. Ross, you was there at the beginning, man.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, it was surreal, you know, to even be there on Friday when we went live at first. And it was just amazing just to see the energy and how, you know, the spirit just swooshed through the room and everybody started talking about entrepreneurship and women empowerment and things of that nature. And just the direction and the place from which the women were coming from and their explanations of just day-to-day life. It just kind of put a woman's job and a woman's worth in perspective for me. To, you know, in short. So, I mean, from the, you know, just from a state of just building businesses, believing in yourself, again, getting more into the empowerment, into the educational portion as far as finances and things of that nature. So many times we try to navigate into, like, you know, certain type of savings accounts and stocks, bonds, and stuff like that. And sometimes it's such a gamble, we're just throwing our money away. And Chris, which was a financial advisor, was kind of explaining and shed some light on me and my wife's situation about annuities and things of that nature. So definitely you want to look into annuities and investing into a retirement account because it basically puts you ahead of the game as far as your rate of return and as far as it your money's being protected. So we kind of just touched the tip of the iceberg concerning that scenario in particular, but it was definitely something that I needed to hear, and I'm definitely strongly considering moving that direction with my financial future.
That's wonderful, man. Mm-hmm. And when Sprinkles walked in, she came in with an anointment. She came in speaking her world into existence.
Yes, I did.
I understand it. So let's okay, so for people that don't know, I need you to let people know exactly what you saw and what you think the was that you we all experienced, and it was just so much. I was just like, so tell us about the event. So tell us about the event and what the panelists and you guys actually vision and coming together and helping you know, become a part of this this spectacular event. Tell our listening audience what this was all about.
Okay, the name of the event was called A Private Affair. A Private Affair, a couture event for women of influence. So the name in and of itself speaks immediately because it's private. Private means selected. Private means intimate. Private means the inner court, if you will. And then the fact the subtitle was a couture event for women of influence. Couture in the fashion industry is of the higher, more eclectic, more expensive garments, not clothing, garments.
That's right.
So couture is more specific. And with the fact of it being more specific to women of influence, you have to have a certain kind of authority to identify with being a woman of influence. And the description also said about the event, the different things that you were going to be afforded to envision, what they're going to help us envision. And I tell you, they helped us envision every single thing and more. The premise was to envision and create a plan so we could actually achieve it. And I will stand here and say to you, hands down, this was the truth.
Absolutely.
It was the truth. They said, dare to visualize a world in which your most treasured dreams have become true. I dared. And they have manifest themselves, and it's only Monday. It is only Monday. We heard everything from Deborah with counting your money.
That's right.
We heard from our keynote speaker, Mr. Errol Abramson. We heard from our facilitator and conference host, Miss Elena Kearney. We heard from Tia Ross. We heard from Chris Miller. We had some super duper powerful women of influence in the room, and it wasn't pretentious. It was very authentic. There were no big eyes, no little U's, but there were tons of me, 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 me.
Absolutely.
And when I say me, not in a selfish way, but women were in the room for me, for themselves. The atmosphere was created to a place where everyone was on the same level. It didn't matter how many letters came behind your name. It didn't matter how
many
zeros.
Yeah,
hello.
There were some zeros up in that blast.
That's right. And I tell you,
there was some money in the building.
It was some zeros up in there, boy. They better be lucky they gated that place off.
Okay.
You got to
stick. It was wealth.
Boy, I'm trying to tell you. You can get
wealth.
Chris and between Chris and what's his name?
Errol Abramson.
Errol Abramson. You could have walked away with some change.
It was powerful.
I mean, even if you kidnapped them, but everything they said, you could walk away with some change from it.
Absolutely. That's what he said. He said, if you take the tool and the blueprint that he gave us on Saturday and applied it by Monday, before the week was over, you would already have received your return on investment that you paid to come to the conference.
Mm.
He said that and guaranteed it.
You can't argue with a guarantee.
Absolutely. Nope, not at all. Not at all.
So,
not at all.
So when you walked in there, the place was surreal. The environment, I mean, this, and Royce and DeVette Hamilton, they captured it. I want y'all to go on our Facebook page. And go on to our YouTube page, Atlanta Mix
Radio.
On Radio YouTube page, and you can see how they were able to capture this stuff in that. I already know people ain't got that no place. That you ain't you got to go somebody else's place to get that kind of stuff.
For real.
It was dynamic.
I mean, it was a dynamic event. They approached multiple topics. Everything was pertinent information. I just suggest. To make sure y'all check their website out. Also, what is it? It's a privateaffair.com. No, it's a private affair. It's a brand name. But what was the website? We got to get that information
Shifters.
Out to the people.
Yeah, well, we also got
Legacy
a DVD
Shifters.
That's going to be available.
LegacyShifters.com.
Yeah,
LegacyShifters.com.
Make sure y'all get on there. Check out their calendar. Make sure you stay abreast because you don't want to miss the next one that comes to Atlanta.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you.
Well, that's funny that you say stay abreast, because that's all that I can do, because that's what I have, is abreast.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to the next subject.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
All right.
Let's shift gears.
Okay, so your premise for your marching orders, I would say, has something
Absolutely.
To do with your experience in the past 10 years.
Yes.
You have been on ABC, NBC, to the Today Show.
Yes.
And you have brought some relevance to what's happening in our world. And just want everybody to kind of, you know, listen in to this sister. So you have a floor. And then also, before we go here, we want to make sure that we acknowledge Mrs. Hamilton.
I want to just say this because I do want her to take the podium, so to speak, after Sprinkles, and just kind of shed some knowledge on something that she dealt with that's definitely cancer-based. She has what's called a BRCA1 gene, and we're trying to heighten the awareness for that also because a lot of families don't realize that there's a such thing. And what happens is, and I don't mean this in a condescending manner at all, but like literally a whole set of women have been maturing within a family and dropping like flies within a matter of 5 to 10 years, all of them having breast cancer, and it could have been avoided had they known about the BRCA1 gene. And something similar to an epidemic or a pandemic was happening with her family, and luckily, she caught her BRCA1 gene early on, and it was a struggle just getting through the surgery. But she had to have her her breast removed and augmentation and everything. So she has some information that I know she would like to get out to the masses about that.
Congratulations.
My mic turned off.
So please, bless us with what you have to say.
Well, I have been breast health conscious since the 11th grade, and that's when I had my very first lumpectomy on my right breast, of which it was benign. And then I had lumpectomies in 2000, 2002, and 2004 on my left breast, all of which were benign. However, in 2007, my husband and I were experiencing a moment of worship, quote unquote, and he says, you've been drinking coffee. And I said, really? Are we going to talk about coffee like right now in this moment? And he said, you've been drinking coffee. Well, when you have been diagnosed with fibrocystic breast disease, it is a disease that causes very nodules for dense, thick, lumpy breasts. And when you drink caffeine, it changes the lump. And so because he could feel the lump, he knew that something was different than normal. And my husband said, this is not right. You need to go to the doctor immediately. And so I went to the doctor, and Dr. Shock, who was really his name, Dr. Shock, immediately felt it and did a biopsy right there in his office and sent it away to pathology. He called me back a couple of weeks and asked that my husband and I come in, and he sits me down. As I had been going to him for years, he took me to his room and sat us there. It's a room I had never seen before, and I had been going there since 2000. And he sat us down, and he said, you have ductal carcinoma in situ, DCIS. I looked at him and said, what is that, and is it on sale?
Wow.
And, of course, my husband nudged me like, you know, really, baby, come on. And I was like, well, no, what is it and is it on sale? He said, you have breast cancer. And I immediately said, I will live and not die. He said, you're not going to die, you're going to live. I said, I'm living and not dying. He said, that is correct. I said, great. How can two walk together unless they agree? I needed for both of us to be in the same place in the onset of this journey and this fight against breast cancer. So it was at that point, he said, okay, so this is where we are. It was the worst case of ductal carcinoma in situ that he had ever witnessed in his 20-plus years of practicing medicine. And ductal carcinoma in situ, ductal is the breast ducts, the milk ducts. Carcinoma is cancer. In situ is the original state. So all of the cancer had been building up in the milk ducts of my breast and had never left there. So he said, well, Ms. Goodman, what your options are a mastectomy with reconstruction. And then I said, okay. I said, oh, you know, I'm good. And he said, are you sure? And then I said, yes. I said, let me tell you something. I would rather be alive with one than dead with two. And so it was at that time he said, we're going to move forward with the mastectomy and the reconstruction. I highly recommend the mastectomy and the tram flap. Well, the tram flap is where they take fat from your stomach and use it to reconstruct the breast.
Ooh, I got plenty
and
of
I
that,
said,
all this fat yes. right here I got on his stomach. Boy, some folks can get some D-cups all this belly here, baby. Oh, I'm sorry. Who needs some?
I can
transplant about 7 to 10 women right now, honey. Anyway, my bad. I'm like, I wanted to know where you can get it from. Okay, I can take it. I need to sell it. I'm sorry.
And I said to him, I said, wait a minute, are you saying what I think you're saying? Because at this point, how I handle serious things very differently from other people. I find humor as my medicine and my solace when there are things that are potentially catastrophic. I turn to humor because humor is good for the soul. And I said to him, are you telling me that I'm getting a tummy tuck and a boob job? And, of course, he dies laughing, and my husband nudges me again like, really? Come on, dude, really? So he says, essentially, Ms. Goodman, yes, that's what's happening. Well, we went forward with the procedure, and generally, because of ductal carcinoma in situ, the cancer stays in its original place. They don't necessarily look into the lymph nodes to see if they've been compromised. But something told him, because of the vast cancer that was present, to check the lymph nodes. And in one of the 7 lymph nodes that he removed, there was 0.2 cancer. 0.2
wow.
In the 3rd lymph node. And so what he explained to me is that with that small amount of cancer, there's a 30% chance that it has broken off into your body, and there's a 30% chance that it hasn't. And I said to him, the only percentage I want to live in is 100.
No,
what
right.
needs to happen? And then he said, with that being the case, then you have chemotherapy. And I was like, okay, let's go. And he said, well, you know, please be advised that chemotherapy, because it affects your system, your entire blood system, your hair could potentially fall out. And at that time, I had on a wig, and I pulled my wig off, and I said, I am so used to other people's hair. And, of course, my husband nudged me again. and Dr. Shock, I'm sorry, Dr. Lassane was in shock at this point. He's my breast surgeon. So we go in, and we have the reconstruction, and we begin chemotherapy. And I was just determined that my plight was not a plight. It was my fight and my flight, because God blessed me with breast cancer to be a blessing. I would show up to my chemotherapy sessions dressed in a Fortune 500 suit with 5-inch pumps, pearls, pom-poms, and a big pink clapper saying, the pink diva is
wow.
here. Sprinkles is here. Sprinkles is here. I would come in there and shake things up, because this is where I would have to go for the next year. And so it was important for me to create an atmosphere where my healing could begin. And we went forward with chemotherapy. I met some amazing and wonderful people in there. So to the point, there was one gentleman that started scheduling his chemo treatments when I would come. Just so he said, there's so much doom in this room, and when you come, you bring life. He said, you sprinkle yourself, you sprinkle joy. And I said, well, that's what I do. I sprinkle pink, and that simply points to invoke notice to knowledge. Because at the end of the day, the enemy had already seen my expected end. He knew that today, April 4th, 2017, that I would have experienced a private affair over the weekend, and that my life would shift and my legacy would be established at another level. So he tried to take me out in 2007. But guess what? Whoop, here I is.
There it is.
Here I is.
Well, amen.
There it is. So I wanted to
ask you a question about being able to divert your spirit to humor. That is a very strong therapy. How
yes.
is that? Is that a part of your character? Or is that something that you learned to do?
No, it is who I am.
Okay.
It is who I am. My friends get upset with me. I have a close friend, and she was offered an opportunity to go interview at a TV station. I think it was in Augusta or Rome or somewhere several years ago. And the same day she had her interview, her mom passed. Mm. And she was, you know, feeling some kind of way and really sad. And I said to her, listen, she will be here when you get back. And I said, you don't miss this opportunity that's being afforded to you. And she looked at me like I was crazy. She said, did you just say that she was going to be here when I got back? I said, yes. She's not going anywhere. She will be here. And she looked at me and said, only you
That's
could
right.
say something like that and it be okay. And I know exactly what you mean. And we giggled about it. And she went down and had an amazing interview and came back and launched basically her speaking career by giving a eulogy over her aunt and her mom.
Oh, wow.
So I want to
ask... Uh-huh.
I want to ask Yvette about her story and how she has developed the mechanism to cope and be, you know, a mother married to Ross.
Oh, Roy.
Mary DeRoy. I'm getting the name. And just got, you know, you got that going on. And, you know, you sit back and you have that, and then you have your mother, and then you married to Royce. He all over the place.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah, he's talking about
yes.
jet lag cream. He has not slept. I'm like, did he sleep?
No. I mean, because I know he's been doing a lot of edits. Well, actually, today, so he's been very, very busy.
So tell us how you've coped and gotten through where you are
yes.
in this place.
Yes. So with this subject here, it does touch, of course, very close to home. My aunt, she was the first person to find out that she had the BRCA1 cancer gene. So she was the one that encouraged, you know, our whole family to go out and get checked. Of course, when I hear to do something, I react fast. So I went out and got checked. First, my mom got checked. Of course, she has the BRCA1 cancer gene, so she got her surgery done, breast removed, tissues and all that kind of stuff. But she had done, I think, what you were saying, sprinkles as far as the fat transfer. She got that done or whatnot. But so of course, I went. I found out I have it. I've had the reconstruction done, to my breast. And of course, it's 87% risk, you know, of high breast cancer. So of course, that's why I got it done. But then also, I have where, about 9 years. Well, when I'm 40, I need to get my ovaries removed because otherwise, I'll get ovarian cancer. So basically, high risk breast cancer and ovarian. So. And also I have a twin sister that has it as well. Now with her, she has to continue to get checked because right now at this point, as far as financially, she can't really afford the surgery. So, so she's just kind of getting checked and, getting her checkups, and then she'll hopefully get that done soon. I'm pushing for her to get that done soon because I would hate for her to end up getting cancer and have to go through what you've talked about
yes.
on Sprinkle as far as having to have
yes.
chemo.
Yes.
And I've heard a lot of stories about that, you know, with a lot of people, you know, having, you know, serious tragic stories and, you know, some, you know, you have some people, you know, surviving it and some, you know, not making it. So with me even thinking about that happening to, you know, someone close to me, my twin, I'm still pushing and trying to help her as much as I can. And also people in my family. My aunt has just found out she has breast cancer. So I'm trying to get my cousins to go, but it's a struggle. I'm trying to get anybody to go and see if they have it. So
it's a trait. Is it hereditary?
Yes, it is a hereditary trait. It's called, you know, the BRCA1 gene. It is hereditary. And so I have to get my kids checked when they're 18, you know, to see if they have it. So they're, you know, I'm hoping they don't have to go through this, but it's been pretty tough, you know what I mean, as far as, you know, just thinking about it. I mean, you know, and just trying to help others. I mean, to go get checked.
All right, you guys, we're at the top of the hour here on March 23rd, 2020. We're talking about the BRCA gene that carries breast cancer. Have a roundtable discussion in the meeting in the ladies' room. Breast cancer. This 2020 conversation is about what's happening within our community, what's happening in our family, something that's hereditary. So I definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in. Got some updates on the coronavirus. The good thing about this is that a lot of us have taken heed. There are restrictions that are going on in the state of Georgia. We have 266 accounts and 50 deaths as of today. Again, we want to make sure that the woman's station is providing as much information about what affects us. We're going to jump back into our commercial as we get back. You listen to WMRDB, the Woman Station, Atlanta Mixture Radio, the new look and feel of radio.
You're listening. cultural station, bringing you national exposure on WAMRDB and WATB 1420 Atlanta. Me, I'm the Next Level, and I'll be hosting a show on Tuesday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So tune in and get educated, elevated, and stimulated.
With that small amount of cancer, there's a 30% chance that it has broken off into your body, and there's a 30% chance that it hasn't. And I said to him, the only percentage I want to live in is 100.
No,
what
right.
needs to happen? And then he said, with that being the case, then you have chemotherapy. And I was like, okay, let's go. And he said, well, you know, please be advised that chemotherapy, because it affects your system, your entire blood system, your hair could potentially fall out. And at that time, I had on a wig, and I pulled my wig off, and I said, I am so used to other people's hair. And, of course, my husband nudged me again. and Dr. Shock, I'm sorry, Dr. Lassane was in shock at this point. He's my breast surgeon. So we go in, and we have the reconstruction, and we begin chemotherapy. And I was just determined that my plight was not a plight. It was my fight and my flight, because God blessed me with breast cancer to be a blessing. I would show up to my chemotherapy sessions dressed in a Fortune 500 suit with 5-inch pumps, pearls, pom-poms, and a big pink clapper saying, the pink diva is
wow.
here. Sprinkles is here. Sprinkles is here. I would come in there and shake things up, because this is where I would have to go for the next year. And so it was important for me to create an atmosphere where my healing could begin. And we went forward with chemotherapy. I met some amazing and wonderful people in there. So to the point, there was one gentleman that started scheduling his chemo treatments when I would come. Just so he said, there's so much doom in this room, and when you come, you bring life. He said, you sprinkle yourself, you sprinkle joy. And I said, well, that's what I do. I sprinkle pink, and that simply points to invoke notice to knowledge. Because at the end of the day, the enemy had already seen my expected end. He knew that today, April 4th, 2017, that I would have experienced a private affair over the weekend, and that my life would shift and my legacy would be established at another level. So he tried to take me out in 2007. But guess what? Whoop, here I is.
There it is.
Here I is.
Well, amen.
There it is. So I wanted to ask you a question about being able to divert your
spirit to humor. That is a very mm-hmm. strong therapy. How
yes.
is that? Is that a part of your character, or is that something that you learned to do?
No, it is who I am.
Okay.
It is who I am. My friends get upset with me. I have a close friend, and she was offered an opportunity to go interview at a TV station. I think it was in Augusta or Rome or somewhere several years ago. And the same day she had her interview, her mom passed. Mm. And she was, you know, feeling some kind of way and really sad. And I said to her, listen, she will be here when you get back. And I said, you don't miss this opportunity that's being afforded to you. And she looked at me like I was crazy. She said, did you just say that she was going to be here when I got back? I said, yes. She's not going anywhere. She will be here. And she looked at me and said, only you
That's
could
right.
say something like that and it be okay. And I know exactly what you mean. And we giggled about it. And she went down and had an amazing interview and came back and launched basically her speaking career by giving a eulogy over her aunt and her mom.
Oh, wow. So
it is just
I want to ask Yvette about her story and how she has developed the mechanism to cope and be, you know, a mother, married to Ross.
Oh, Roy.
Married to Roy. I'm getting the name. And just got, you know, you got that going on, and you know, you sit back and you have a. You have that, and then you have your mother, and then you're married to Royce. He all over the place.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's talking about jet lag, cream. He has not slept. I'm like, did he sleep?
No. I mean, because I know he's been doing a lot of edits. Well, actually, today, so he's been very, very busy.
So tell us how you've coped and gotten through where you are in this place.
Yes. So with this subject here, it does touch, of course, very close to home. My aunt, she was the first person to find out that she had the BRCA1 cancer gene. So she was the one that encouraged, you know, our whole family to go out and get checked. Of course, when I hear to do something, I react fast. So I went out and got checked. First, my mom got checked. Of course, she has the BRCA1 cancer gene, so she got her surgery done, breast removed, tissues, and all that kind of stuff. But she had done, I think, what you were saying, sprinkles as far as the fat transfer. She got that done or whatnot. But so, of course, I went. I found out I have it. I've had the reconstruction done, to my breast. And, of course, it's 87% risk, you know, of high breast cancer. So, of course, that's why I got it done. But then also I have where about 9 years, well, when I'm 40, I need to get my ovaries removed because otherwise I'll get ovarian cancer. So basically high-risk breast cancer and ovarian. So, and also I have a twin sister that has it as well. Now, with her, she has to continue to get checked because right now at this point, as far as financially, she can't really afford the surgery. So, so she's just kind of getting checked and, getting her checkups. And then she'll hopefully get that done soon. I'm pushing for her to get that done soon because I would hate for her to end up getting cancer and have to go through what you've talked about on Sprinkle as far as having to have chemo.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of stories about that, you know, with a lot of people, you know, having, you know, serious tragic stories and, you know, you have some people, you know, surviving it and some, you know, not making it. So with me even thinking about that happening to, you know, someone close to me, my twin, I'm still pushing and trying to help her as much as I can. And also people in my family. My aunt, another aunt has just found out she has breast cancer. So I'm trying to get my cousins to go, but it's a struggle. I'm trying to get anybody to go and see if they have it. So
it's a trait. Is it hereditary?
Yes, it is a hereditary trait. It's called, you know, the BRCA1 gene. It is hereditary. And I have to get my kids checked when they're 18, you know, to see if they have it. So they're, you know, I'm hoping they don't have to go through this, but it's been pretty tough, you know what I mean, as far as, you know, just thinking about it. I mean, you know, and just trying to help others. I mean, to go get checked, but you know, it's kind of hard to get people to go out there and just do it to get checked. I mean, I think some people just rather not know if they do have it. I don't know.
So Sprinkle,
may I share something
to
encourage them?
Yes, ma'am.
And that is, we know that my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Medicine has advanced considerably, even since my diagnosis.
Mm.
What you need to do is share with them that it's the fear that they should have is the fear of not knowing.
Yes.
The fear of not knowing. Simply because African American women are dying at a 36% higher rate than any other ethnic group. White women are more likely to be diagnosed with breast cancer. Black women are more likely to die from breast cancer.
Mm.
Simply because we do not go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And when we do, we are then in stage 3 and stage 4.
And then,
empowering them with the facts. Don't let them, encourage them not to be afraid, but equip them with the facts. The fear is the fear of not knowing what your status is.
Right.
because you can catch it early enough where you don't have to necessarily undergo radiation or chemotherapy, and you'll just have the reconstructive surgery to remove the cancer genes from your body.
Is it places that people, that you're aware of, that people can go because not having medical insurance? Is there places women can go that you guys know of that could be free for folks who don't have insurance?
Grady Hospital partners with the Avon Foundation as well as Emory, where they give free and scaled mammograms. There are also organizations. Sisters Network is the only national African-American breast cancer survivorship organization in the nation. They offer opportunities to assist. Then here in Atlanta, we have Sisters by Choice. All of those places are resources.
That's definitely good to know.
Ladies, we're going to take a break for a minute. Everybody, we are talking with Miss Beth Goodman Sprinkles.
And Ms. I need for you to say that with a little more sprinkles.
Because I don't want you to get too emotional until we get into the whole, until we get to the real part of it. So I'm also talking with Miss Devette Hamilton, Roy's wife.
Yes,
Roy's wife.
That would be Lady Hamilton, darling. Lady Hamilton. Lady Hamilton.
Y'all, we'll be right on back here in a minute. Thank you.
Like Aaliyah.
A little more.
Oh, goodness.
A little more. Up a notch. Up a little more.
Not for real, but a little more.
Lay it down like no one else is around. Me and you. Your body's calling out. Trust me, babe. Tonight's gonna be the best. Cause you ain't had sex like this. All I need is just one night. Believe me, boy. I will do your body right. Let me be the girl.
Secrets only fun when you keep them. built up with you. The pressure I got built up with you. The pressure I got built up with you. With you. With you. The pressure I got built up with you. The pressure I got built up with you. The pressure I got built up with you. With you. With you. The pressure I got built up with you. The pressure I got built up with you. The pressure I got built up with you. With you. With you. The pressure I got built up with you. The pressure I got built up with you. The pressure I got built up with you. With you.
We're on live. We're on Facebook Live. Technology
all over the place.
Linda, yeah.
All right.
Rishma.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we've been promising you all, the ladies are here in the house. Loving this place. This is a private affair. Women of influence. Women of influence. Mm-hmm. All right. So we got women of influence. We got a roundtable discussion of the panelists that are going to be here tomorrow. Now, you need to be here. I don't know if they need to be here today because we got free wine, but you need to be here. So first person I'm going to have on air right now is Ms. Chris Miller. Ms. Miller, thank you, and welcome to Atlanta Mix Radio on 1420.
Thank you for having me. What an honor.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a legacy wealth strategist, and I've helped over 6,000 people create incomes they'll never outlive. And no one on my watch has ever lost a dime. I've been in practice for 25 years, and I've learned strategies that basically only the top 1% know about and aren't shared with the masses. So it's my joy to be able to bring this to everybody and pass this information, because it hasn't been shared. It hasn't been passed on. It's been kept to a certain group of people. Now it's time for everybody.
Y'all gonna have to buy that DVD to get the rest of the information.
I found love in you, and I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see.
Hey,
it's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony. This is why I love you. Ooh,
okay.
This is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because I found love in you.
Hello.
And no other love will do. Every moment that you smile chases all the pain away. Forever and a while, in my heart is where you'll stay. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Oh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. stars have all aligned, and right now is the perfect time to say, I love you, 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 I do.
You guys, that is for songs. That song right there reminds me of the men who have supported their women, and it was just I look at this and I just, you know, the song is called Why I Love You by Major. So we're welcoming back people that are talking about breast cancer. We got a caller from Clarkston. Marissa, welcome. Marissa, you still there with us?
Hello.
Hey, ma'am, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for calling in. You got any comments or questions or input about our discussion tonight?
What you last mentioned about the whole love thing, I mean, that was interesting to me. I kind of came on a little bit late, but I, from what I heard about the song and about your comments, I take that we were talking about some things like love. And
yes, we were talking about, we have women, two women with us today, Mrs. Hamilton and Mrs. Goodman. They're both breast cancer survivors, and they're married, and their men have stood beside them, in front of them, and poked the other one because she keep making jokes. She keep making jokes, you know, just survivors, and it takes a love that goes beyond anybody can imagine, because real love to me is when, you know, when your hair turns gray and, you know, and all that stuff that the song guy said, that one guy needs to find that song. But we were talking about that and the level of love that it takes a man to have for his wife, you know, the mother of his children. And, you know, some of these guys bail just over a toenail. So, you know, they gone. But, you know, to go through the emotional transcending stages that both the family, the relationship, the, you know, just the part that person is no longer can be a 100% partner as they originally started, but they do all they can to be. And it just takes a level of love. And I love that song when it says, this is why I love you. And it's a beautiful song. We're all in here crying except for Royce.
Yeah.
Royce ain't gonna
cry. You know what? You know what? When I heard your comment, and then when I heard a little bit about what was being spoken about, and when I heard the song, I really thought about unconditional love, because I thought about how I think that a lot of times we're taught love the wrong way, or not the wrong way, but we're taught love a way that it's not unconditional. And so for a situation like that, you know, if your spouse or anyone is going through something where they need you all the way through, no matter what, it's like I think that a lot of times people are not used to that sort of love, you know, or for whatever reason, maybe they weren't shown that, you know, at a younger age, or just the society that we live in, the media, just everything. A lot of stuff now is just really quick, and it's limited, and it has boundaries, and not the good kind of boundaries. So that's what I thought about, and that song is beautiful, and it is a really good depiction of, you know, love all the way through.
And tell us a little bit about the fact that you said you said, you know, we haven't been taught that. You're right. I think I agree that even when you're in a distress situation, and Sprinkles, I want to just get you to chime in on this. In this distress situation, you know, you're cracking jokes, and other people are going through it, and you're just, you know, how do you think your husband applied himself through this situation?
When I tell you, Karima, he was my strength. I prepared myself for everything. I prepared myself mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, everything to be victorious over breast cancer. The one thing I did not prepare myself for is to need other people. And when you have a tram flap, you have the breast is reconstructed, and then the tram flap, you have a scar from one side of your hip to the other side of your hip, and the muscle was cut. So I couldn't even pull the covers up to my neck, and I became very frustrated and began to cry. My husband heard me crying and came in the room, and he said, "What's wrong? Are you in pain?" And then I said, "No, I can't pull up the cover."
I'm so sorry. One second. There's going to be an announcement come on. Like, the one that's disclaim anything I say is ain't his fault, the GM and all that, so it's going to disturb you.
Okay, no.
I ain't responsible for nothing Karima say or do, so y'all don't sue. It's about to come on in like 2 seconds. So,
No problem.
You can keep on, but he finna break in just a second.
You're listening to WATB.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. I try to tell you.
There's a bunch of creepy kids in this house I moved into.
Welcome back, y'all. WAMRDB on 1420, sitting here at 3589 North Decatur Road, Scottsdale, Georgia. So, listen, we're talking with Marissa Sprinkles. I miss your dad, Hamilton. Royce Wise.
Better known as Jess's wife, yes.
Jess's wife. So welcome back, everybody. Want to thank everybody for tuning in to Atlanta Mix Radio. I just played a little dip-dap of the it's a private affair. And I'm trying to make it, be honest with y'all, this thing is on sale, coming on sale in the next 7 days. The whole DVD. We got a billionaire and a millionaire talking about how they want to help you make money. And let's talk about that. Somebody's going to be rich quick. Who won the raffle ticket?
Why?
Who won the raffle ticket? Who won the raffle ticket? Who won it? Who walked in and just spoke it into existence?
Yes.
Finna be rolling with a billionaire.
Wow.
If it had anything to do with Sprinkles, anything to do with a sprinkle.
Here, I said, I am going to be this first. I am going to be the one. I'm the winner.
Man, I can't even get it. You spoke it. So, I mean, you're going to be walking around with this man. What is he going to? Okay. Look, you my best friend. That's why I tried to get you on the show.
You know what? I'm so done.
I'm like, that's my new friend.
Hey,
my new friend. Girl, this man got 50 companies and four hedge funds. For y'all don't understand what hedge funds mean, that means he played with other people's billions.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
you know,
man, talk to me about that one, man. For real?
The new best friend. The most exciting thing is to know that his wisdom, he is willing to share and serve others' dreams with his wisdom. He was a very humble and very meek, humorous fella, and to know that he has extended himself beyond his wealth to be a wealth of knowledge to other people is what is most exciting. Because I've done what I can do by myself, and my prayer had been, when I come to this, I want to walk away with the tools that I read. And that's what happened. So I'm opening myself to do to the letter what he says. And I know that as a result of listening
and having his support and his encouragement and his correction, my legacy has shifted.
Hmm.
And as I posted, my Facebook post the other day was, shift has hit the fan.
I love it.
Shift.
Yes, it has.
So he's flying back to do 101 with you, or you guys, has it been worked out on the...
I don't know all of the logistics. I don't know that it's going to be a one-on-one in person. I think at some point it may be a one-on-one, but as I understand it, it's going to be via phone and via Skype.
All I'm saying is, awesome. I mean, and you know what? So crazy. You can't look at him and know he was worth that much money. I was like, what the? Okay, really? All right. And then the next day, you know, because we all was chilling with the wine, right, Vet? Everybody was kind of tipsy.
Feeling good,
you know. I mean, we had a series of people that was there. It was a lot of folks. You guys captured a lot. I could not believe how humble everybody was.
Yes.
I guess when you just rich like that and they rich, you rich. Like I said, people ain't going to be acting all funny. You know, you making 7.5, 8 figures. ain't nobody finna slap each other. That's why I said, Rock's gonna put me on that. Like, ain't nobody slapping anybody on there. And the ambiance. We're gonna still talk about what this apprenticeship. That's what it actually should be called, the apprentice. You know,
that's what it needs to be called.
So as you start to learn a little bit more about him, have you did any research on all the companies and things that he owns and the hedge funds? Have you did the due diligence yet on that?
What information I could find, I did. And then something just told me, a still voice said, you don't have to research him. What I have put together, let no man separate. And so researching him, it's not my job. It's to be able to sit and listen to what he has to give me. Because you research people when you're trying to find out who they are or what they've done or trying to see how they've gotten there. At this point, I will have direct access to that. And he's proven himself, even with just the 45 minutes that he spoke to us, even the things that he shared with us on Friday night, he's already validated who he is and what he does. And so trying to find every single nuance about him, every single thing, it will, in my opinion, I don't want to get so caught up on what I've read and not what I will come to know, if that makes sense.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, we're going to come right back, play a little more music, tease y'all a little more what they was talking about. But we're listening to WMRDB 1420, sitting here at 3589 North Decatur Road. I tell people, I keep saying it, you know why? Because I'm not trying to be funny. But this is the new look and feel of AM radio. Y'all keep on sleeping on the little station. But you know, it ain't about... I ain't going to say that out loud. But look, lists can be deceiving. You can look at it all you want to. Be like, ah, it's just... You can look at Mr. Man and he could buy all of Lathona. As well as Mr. Mario Coleman, the big dog, just popped in. So I got to get serious. No more playing and everything. What's up? What's up, bro? What's up, bro? We gotta get serious. Sitting here talking to the ladies that attended the private affair and have in the studio the masterful young millennium, Royce Hamilton and his wife. and Miss Sprinkles. Both of them are recovering breast cancer battler, just sister soldiers, just
just tearing up.
That's
the
survivors.
They just doing it. They just doing it big. Mm-hmm. They doing it big. And so I want to just invite Sprinkles back to talk about the rest of your story regarding how you got more of your clothing brand out to help divert opportunities to raise awareness for what you're doing. So you have a clothing line as well. Is that correct?
I do. The name of my clothing line is Kingdom Clothes, where it's an honor to clothe you in righteousness. And I had actually developed a pink ribbon collection prior to my diagnosis. So from the beginning, God knew that breast cancer was going to be a part of my journey. So I was wearing it before I was wearing it, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And I launched the pink ribbon collection, and when I first went to go and get my mammogram after the before Dr. Shock actually found it, something told me to wear one of my shirts to the hospital to encourage myself, and I did. And the X-ray technician said to me, "Why didn't you come back?" She said, "Why didn't you follow up? Why didn't you come back from your last mammogram?" And initially, I was slightly offended because I wanted to say to her, "You stay in your place and you look at the X-rays. You're not supposed to say that to a patient." But then the other part of me was comforted, and I did not go off. In leaving there, I went to the gift shop of the hospital of Northside, and I had on my shirt, and someone came up to me and said, "Oh, I love that shirt. Where did you get it?" And something inside of me said, "Don't tell her, because Northside has the money to take your design and go with it." But then something else said, "Tell her that it came from your hands." And I told her. And so when she was asking me all these questions, I said to her, "Well, how do I go about getting new items considered for the boutique?" And she said, "You see me." So here it is.
All right now, girl.
Wow.
Exactly. Another blessing.
Exactly. You see me. And so we began a relationship where the very hospital where I was diagnosed, the very hospital where I had my surgery, the day before my surgery, I was delivering shirts to the boutique. He knew the thoughts and plans he had for me. Breast cancer was never meant to hurt or harm me, but to prosper me and give me hope in the future. And so now what I do is I have messages of inspiration, messages of motivation, and I make Sir Thrivership, not survivorship, Sir Thrivership, because anyone can survive, but not everyone Sir Thrives. And it is my job to encourage and support survivors to becoming Sir Thrivers. Yes. You have to let cancer know it picked the wrong right one.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Just
a
Amen.
Real, real gangster. Got
That's
the right,
right
one, honey.
You
I'm
got
serious.
The right one. Uh-huh.
Now, you have had some interviews on various networks across the country. How did that all come about with, you know, CBS, NBC? How did those networks pick up on what you were doing as a company?
Okay. With the Today Show, are you familiar with the broadcaster Tom Brokaw?
Is Obama black?
No, yes, he is.
Okay.
So Tom Brokaw, his daughter, Sarah, has written a book called Fortitude. And at the time of her writing Fortitude, I was the Atlanta chapter president of Sisters Network. And as I mentioned earlier, Sisters Network is the only African-American breast cancer survivorship organization in the nation. And I was the Atlanta chapter. Sarah reached out to Sisters Network and wanted to feature an African-American woman in her book, Fortitude, which is about women living their lives in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, and overcoming adversity. And so she came to Memphis to interview me, and that's how I became one of the women profiled in the New York Times best-selling book, Fortitude. And during the release of Fortitude, I was invited to join her on the Today Show with Kathy Lee and Hoda. And so that opportunity presented itself on NBC. And as far as NBC locally and TBN, people have heard me speak, and they extended invitations to me. Even as the national survivor spokesperson for the American Cancer Society and Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, opportunities for me to shed pink light on survivorship have been afforded to me. And I am so grateful for every time that I have the opportunity to sprinkle pink. And again, as I stated, pink stands for points to invoke notice to knowledge. There's not anything that I've already said this evening that you didn't already know. It was simply the way I delivered it, the way I sprinkled it, that pointed, invoked knowledge to what you didn't know. And so that's how it came about. People have heard, you know, I hear about sprinkles. What are sprinkles? Who is sprinkles? People say to me all the time, you know, where did sprinkles come from? And I share with them that my best friend and I always, you know how Regine used to say smooches, mwah, mwah, mwah. Well, we used to do smooches all of the time. And one day I went rogue and I said to her, I want my own words. And she said, fine, get your own words. And I said, okay.
Okay.
Sprinkles. And we became sprinkles and smooches. And so when she became sprinkles and smooches, I just kept saying sprinkles and she kept saying smooches. And then during the first 8 days of my recovery, God revealed the word pink to me in the word sprinkles.
Amazing.
You see it? You didn't even see it. See there? And so he revealed pink to me in sprinkles. And that's when he said that sprinkles pink has always been a part of your journey, and now you will sprinkle pink. And so that's why I am such a liver of life. And that's why I feel like it is so important. I tell people all the time that I LOL. I live out loud, I laugh out loud, I love out loud, I learn out loud. Everything I do is LOL in some wonderful shade of pink every day. Because when you stop and think about it, and we talked about it during a private affair, the one thing that we have is time that we cannot get back.
There you go.
So every second that we spend being angry, being frustrated, not speaking, not trusting, not hoping, not living, not dreaming, all of those seconds, we can't get them back. We can't say, hey, God, can I get that week back? Let me get 45 seconds back. Let me get 45 minutes back. Hey, can I get 2 years back? That doesn't happen. And so that's why I make it my business every day to live the gift of life. That's why I call it, and that's why it is called the present. So we should open up our present of who we are every single day and give some bit of us away to someone, give some sprinkle of life to someone. Someone should be able to come to you and see you and you make them smile. Someone should be able to know that they can turn to Karima, that they can turn to Lady Hamilton and say, I need you right now. They could see your smile. They could see your joy. And immediately that their life will shift.
In Lady Hamilton, right? Okay, then.
Lady Hamilton, yes. You are quite welcome,
yes,
Lady Hamilton.
Yes. Thank you.
It's going to be an upset in the Hamilton house tonight.
Lady Hamilton, no, no, no.
I'm just playing.
We can digress briefly because what it is doing, it's establishing a new level of love in their home. So they can now address one another as Lady Hamilton and Sir Hamilton. Hello, somebody.
Yes,
Sprinkles.
Okay.
Sprinkles.
Oh, wow.
Sprinkles, yes. And that's
say it again.
Show.
He missed
another
that.
Show. When we can talk like
what,
that, that's
what,
another show.
What did she call? What, say it again one more time.
Lady Hamilton and Sir Hamilton. they have new terms of endearment where they get real giggly. That means, you know, she can say, yes, sir, yes, sir. Lady Hamilton, lady.
Oh, that's another show.
That's another show.
Mario, what you got to say about that? Next, what you got to say about that one?
I took it back to medieval times, didn't they? Royalty. That's what's up.
That's actually what my husband's name stands for, royalty, Royce.
See?
So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Black royalty.
Amen, amen.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Spread the love and spread the royalty, the respect and all of that.
Amen.
Oh, hey, I don't know what
come
to
back,
do.
Come back, come back. Get a room.
You hit a button and I could really hear her a lot better. Something you hit.
Look, Karima, that is a private affair. That's a
yes.
That is.
Amazing. Hey, and also,
that's where sprinkles came from. And that's what I've just been saying ever since.
I want to take a second. I want to play something for you that next. I think this fits so much for you ladies. Just listen to this. Hi, that's what I'm supposed to do. Make folks cry.
This flower, placed within the garden of this earth, exhibiting an inner and outer beauty so astounding, I dare not limit it to the words that only I can express, you see. Her beauty is worthy of every interpretation that could be given. Even still, it would not completely capture what she creates in all those who cross her path. This flower, so flawless in form that even her imperfections are perfect.
This flower, yes, you're so beautiful, so beautiful, this flower to me. This flower, yes, you're so beautiful, so beautiful, this flower to me.
Truly a masterpiece created by the hands of God. So alluring that one glance leaves you breathless. The second leaves you heartless, because she has stolen every impulse that you will ever experience regarding love, only to give it back to you tenfold with a smile so brilliant it would blind you. So warm it would melt the coldest heart of any.
All right, next. We welcome back. That's next. Next, I want you to go ahead and do that piece for these ladies.
Oh, right now?
Yep, you know what I do.
Okay.
You shouldn't have called in then. Get to work.
Okay.
No. Get to work. Now, tell everybody
this
about
flower.
This flower, man. Go ahead and do it.
What you going to say?
Tell everybody what this flower is. But no, go ahead and do the piece first, please, sir. I'm sorry. I'm
all
confused.
Right.
No,
okay.
I apologize to everybody.
All right, so you want me to do the piece now?
Yes,
sir. All right, here we go. This flower, placed within the garden of this earth, exhibiting an inner and outer beauty so astounding, I dare not limit it to the words that only I could express, you see. Her beauty is worthy of every interpretation that could be given. Even still, it would not completely capture what she creates in all those who cross her path. This flower, so flawless in form that even her imperfections are perfect. truly a masterpiece created by the hands of God. So, allowing that one breath leaves you breathless. One glance leaves you breathless. The second leaves you heartless, because she has stolen every impulse that you will ever experience regarding love, only to give it back to you tenfold with a smile so brilliant it would blind you, so warm it would melt the coldest heart of any whose eyes meet hers. So inviting, it shatters all resistance, enslaving you to her will until she sees fit to set you free. This flower, displaying vibrant hues of femininity, radiant pastels of passion and sensuality, perfectly blended to such a magnitude that their effects scream through the hollow souls of those who once knew love but have forgotten its name. She serves as their reminder. And in closing, I'd just like to say that just because one flower has been chosen from the garden doesn't mean that the remaining flowers are any less beautiful. And that's a piece.
Ladies, y'all got anything to say?
That was beautiful.
Fingers.
I mean, it was breathtaking. Like that really moved me. That was beautiful. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
That was
my lashes are fighting to stay on.
Yes.
My lashes almost look like caterpillars on my cheeks.
Oh my gosh! Amazing. Oh my gosh.
Hey, next, tell everybody about that piece, because it took me had my eyes hurting too when I first heard.
Well,
it. Wow.
I remember kind of like the muse of it was I was walking down the street. I used to live in L.A. But anyway, so in the middle of downtown, with all of this stuff going around, it was just this bed of flowers. And for some reason, it just caught my attention, and I just kind of like felt that these were just all different types of women, you know what I mean, with their own individual scent, their own individual existence, their own individual colors and shapes. And so that's what kind of drove me to say, that's what kind of gave me the idea of it, and then the words just start coming to me, this flower placed within the garden of this earth, you know what I mean, exhibiting an in and out of beauty so astounding, I dare not limit it to the words that only I could express. You know, it just started coming to me, and then it just started taking on a life of its own because the images start coming to me. Then next thing I know, I had written a whole thing. And then I went back, in the end, I went back to just because one flower chosen from the garden doesn't mean that the remaining flowers are any less beautiful. So meaning that just because one woman is chosen or one woman finds love doesn't mean that the other women in the world are less worthy or, you know what I mean? They're still beautiful. They just haven't been seen yet by someone that recognizes them.
Did your eyelash get back on yet? did it come back? No. So, what I like about is the fact that as artists, as you know, we're talking, and I'm not an artist. I just I don't know. I just like music. But what I hear is, you know, just like you said in the promo, that the woman station, Atlanta Mix Radio, is where, you know, your whole demeanor, your whole walk is how you do, I don't know how to say it. You know how you say that stuff make women all fall out? How you objectify women and all that, and they be falling out.
No.
Oh, Mario, Mario.
No, I mean, the concept is not to objectify them, but to understand, see, and respect their own uniqueness and their own individuality, you know, and see the beauty of that, recognize it. And as men who understand that, our objective is to attempt to, like, even if it's a flower, to nurture it, to water it, so it can grow and become even that much more beautiful. Because what we don't understand is that a woman is, her ability to love, her ability to move within herself is endless. And if we can be the catalyst to take her into deeper levels of herself, we'll also be, we'll also seek the benefits of that, you know what I mean? Of her being even deeper of a woman sensually, mentally, and spiritually. We'll reap the benefits of that. All we need to do is be the you know, to be the pathway, if possible, to do those things that motivate her to feel comfortable, to go deeper inside of herself. I hope that makes sense.
Hey, y'all, we are back. I'm hoping that everybody has been enjoying this segment, 2020 Meeting in the Ladies' Room. This is about breast cancer. This is about a lot of things, the contributions that we have been able to listen to. It's been great. Want everybody to also participate in the Women's Roundtable tomorrow. You can call in at 845-277-9311. We hit pound one. Want to thank a couple people for constantly being supportive. The Monica Fly out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Mario
thank
Coleman.
Thank you. I've just been listening to the show. It's been a great show.
Thank you, DeMonica. Mario Coleman in Nashville. And Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston, who's one of our sponsors. Loving Family Care Chiropractic, located here in Stone Mountain, Georgia. She is open during the coronavirus. And so that's pretty good. So you really like that, huh, the monitor?
Yes, it was a beautiful show. Very heartfelt. I couldn't say anything because I was just listening to what she was saying, and then the poem that Mario did, and I had someone call in, too, that's also a survivor from Chicago, but I'm sure we'll have more shows to continue, but it's been a wonderful show, and thank you so much. We appreciate you here at WAMRD.
I like the left hit when she said her eyelash turned into what?
Yeah.
The other eye, her eyelash. okay.
And
I understand.
And make sure the clothing line is the clothing line, once again, is Pink Ribbon.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, this has been great. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you all for constantly supporting us. And as we move into a lot more things that's coming up, want to also let people know that we have a distribution content insertion. So if you have content that you want to have placed in our repertoire, give us a shout out at the www.lanimixradio.com. And we will let y'all say good night tonight, and we will talk with y'all tomorrow. You've been listening to WMRDB.
Atlantic Radio.
That run out, say hey.
I sure will. Actually, my daughter-in-law is sitting in here listening. Great show. The Woman's Station, a new look and feel of radio. WAMRDB.